gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. In fact, since we were just talking about it online, let's go ahead and kick it off with a recap of our week on our fantasy team, the Mac and T team Mac and T Show. We are 1-0 after winning our last week's game against, who did we play last week? Look at me. Matchup. Oh, we played Team Clark. We beat Team Clark 1,258-980. Even though Anthony Davis and Dwight and them was fighting with each other, Anthony Davis came through with 147 points for us. Bridges with the Hornets.
Miles, he had 30-something the other night.
Yeah, he came through with 154 on the week. But Steph Curry led our team with 172 points.
Chef Curry.
Yes, having a nice week on his all by himself. Trae Young had a solid week. Russell was not himself. Russell will get back together. I'm not worried about Russell. So this week we are playing the Nova Nighthawks, and some of their stars are Donovan Mitchell, Nikolai Jokic, DeAndre Ayton. Nice players, nice solid team. Not worried about them at all. I think we're fixing to go 2-0. So there's that.
I just wanted on record, Brian has gotten rid of John Wall without consulting with his partner. And when it got Patty Mills, he living on Patty having a good Olympics. I'm not. And I didn't like the move, people.
Yeah, listen, Brian, don't worry.
He didn't even ask. He just went out there and started making trades.
That is true. I apologize. I do apologize for not consulting you on that move. But don't worry, I'm watching the news, and if it looks like John Wall is on the move, I will be scooping him right back up. And maybe scooping him up this week anyway, because it looked like we got a few that's on a couple of off. Looks like this week some of these players don't even play at all. So I may be scooping him back up, letting him sit on our bench again. And Klay Thompson, we got good news on Klay Thompson front this week. He is ahead of schedule on his rehab, so we're hoping he'll be back around Thanksgiving. The original timeline had him somewhere after Christmas, so that's good.
Who got LeBron?
The team that we played this past week, Team Clark.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to help them.
He did. He did. But
he had 30 something the first, 22 or something.
First on our docket, I want you going to throw it out there, hotty tatty. The Ole Miss Rebels football team, 6-1 on the year. They went on to dominate the LSU Tigers in the Magnolia Bowl. So we brought home the Magnolia Bowl trophy.
Which is a new thing, y'all. I told Brian I heard it.
Matt Corral had a solid game, 18-23, 185 yards. And I think he had some rushing yards as well. Yeah, 12 rushes for 24 yards. Snoop Connor, love to see him getting utilized.
Is his name spelled like Snoop?
Like,
that's his government name.
No. It's okay. I don't know what it's actual. Concerned. Yeah, it's not Snoop. But
I
that's
was a lot concerned, actually.
But yeah, 14 carries, 117 yards for Connor. And he hasn't been utilized a whole lot the last couple of weeks. So I'm glad to see him getting back into the fold. Because honestly, he's our bruiser back. So he's the one that needs to be with the ball in his hand. Yeah, it was I don't know if LSU was just being fool's gold against Florida, but it was not the same team that played Florida.
Yeah, you get on the road too, and it was Manning's Manning It was cool to have the Manning on the field on with the end zones. I knew something was happening.
Whoever came up with that idea needs 10 raises. Because not only were they did it because Eli was there to get his jersey retired. And it, you know, his number is going to be up there with Chucky and his dad, Archie. Chucky Mullins and Archie Manning. So they did it because of that. But you also have the added benefit of the number one recruit in the 2023 class, Arch Manning, Eli's nephew, was going to be there on campus. So, hey.
Yeah, I was worried earlier, though. I was like, when that first drive, I was like, Lord, that's the only win they're going to have. But they got it together. So it all worked out so that Archie saw a good performance from the Rebels. Yeah, is Carroll a junior son?
Corral, he is. I think he's listed as I think he's like a redshirt junior. But he'll be.
The way I said, because ain't that dude a quarterback?
Yeah, Corral, yeah.
No, the Arch kid.
Oh, Arch, yes.
So he's got like, one more. He ain't going to be one more year high school. On the bench. I don't know. Hey.
Now, Corral is going to the NFL this year.
That's the piece that I needed, needed to connect. Because I was like, wait a minute, he ain't going to want to come and sit down. And know his granddad and uncle.
Yeah. Well, Arch still has one more year of high school anyway. So.
Oh, okay. So
he's only a junior in high school. So, yeah. So that'll be interesting.
No kid is this?
This is Cooper's, the one that got hurt at Ole
Miss. Okay, this is the brother that be in the commercial.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to see if Drummond, the Ontario Drummond had a nice game, 8 receptions, 93 yards. And I just thought when we needed them, our defense showed up.
Hey, they had the goal line stand.
Yeah.
I sure had that he had that. They were able to walk it down and score on that 1 yard, but I was like, man, he caught that interception. And they wind up starting on the one. That's always worrisome.
Who do the Gators have this week? Oh, Miss
players. You know what game?
Oh, never mind. I'm sorry.
It's Halloween.
That's why I asked, because in my mind I had that game coming. Yes.
You know it's Halloween. The end, but one thing happening in Jacksonville, according to me.
So who's going to start? Jones going to start at quarterback?
If Richardson don't start, Mullins going to lose his job. I'm just going on the record and saying that because it makes no sense that Jones keep playing. Jones is not it, okay? Period, point blank. You might be trying to show support because he stuck around and didn't go into the portal, but I don't care. He is not it. He's a slow thinker. These passes be late, and when Richardson come in, he sparks the team. So what are we doing?
Yes, well, look at that. Look, I just now saw that Ole Miss made it to the top 10 finally.
Oh, I thought you knew that, but yeah, they're in the top 10. Which the man was saying, because, you know, I think 8 and 7 lost.
Yeah, anyway. Well, that's good.
Anyway. But they said, yeah, they should go moving to the top 10 after that victory.
Well, good. So, well.
But that don't matter. You just need to keep winning and hope some more people lose so you can try to get in that top 4. Because I don't know that Oklahoma. I mean, they got some good wins in that one bad loss against Alabama. And it ain't that they lost, but just the way they lost after the whole popcorn thing. So.
Hey, we got to worry about getting through Auburn this week. You know, we're going down to Jordan-Hare, and we never seem to play well down there. So, I got to get through
this
them.
Offense, though, we ain't had no offense like this down there.
It's been a few years, yeah, since we had offense.
Like, they, and I know they played bad in Alabama last 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. But that and the Auburn's defense is pretty solid, but I think this offense, if they get rolling.
We're going to see how it shakes out. Another good week of college football coming up. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, so night. What time is that game? What the Ole Miss game? Ole Miss, I know our game at 3:30 on CBS.
Oh, we get the prime time. We get 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock.
No, the prime time game is 3:30. I don't know who didn't tell you. The CBS 3:30 game is the game.
That's the one everybody needs to watch, huh?
No, just CBS 3:30. They used to have a good game. It don't have to be us.
14. Oh, they got y'all. They got Georgia minus 14.5. That's the line. Over under 50. Ooh, I might take the under on that because that could be a good defensive battle.
I think that if Richardson don't start winning, I don't know. It's gonna be a struggle for me to get through it.
Typical Ole Miss game fashion, over under 66 against Auburn. So there you go.
Well, you said it's in Auburn at 6.
6, yes.
7 our time.
7, yes. 7 Eastern.
People, ain't nobody on Central Time. Look, look, ain't nobody on Central Time but you. Yeah, okay. Because when you said 6, I was like, what? Okay, we'll take 7 as a prime time, too.
So anyway, moving right along. NBA last week finished out releasing their 75th anniversary team.
No, we got to go back. Since we was fighting, we got to talk about the fight.
You talking about
disagreement. It wasn't even a fight. It was
the Lakers. Okay, yeah. Let's go into that before we go to the 75th anniversary. Lakers this week got into a little kerfuffle. Disagreement.
I don't even know what it was.
You know, it just...
They don't probably know what it was.
it was Davis and Howard, right? It was Dwight.
Yes.
Yes.
And it looked like, okay, they were going back and forth about defensive something, according to the coach.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony Davis decides that he wants to go walk over and stand over top of Howard and express whatever he's trying to express.
Right.
And Howard is a grown man and like, well, no, what you're not going to do is, this is my analogy of this, what you're not going to do is stand over me like I'm a child. And like, I've been in this league longer than you. So when he stood up, though, it looked like he lost his balance. Like, Davis put his hand out and touched him or something. But then he looked like he lost his balance some kind of way. And then all the people started grabbing him. And maybe when Dwight stood up, they was like, oh, no, this finna go bad because of whatever they were saying and how heated it was. My cousin, mm-hmm. But you was out of order. Like, you had no reason to put your hands on him, period. Point blank, the end.
Right.
I don't know who you think you are. Like, you're not even that good yet. People keep talking about you a generational talent. All I know is that you have good, you too inconsistent for me. And I don't know if you're trying to, you know, you ain't LeBron and you trying to model his leadership style or whatever, where he talked to people, whatever. But one, I ain't never really seen him put his hands on nobody when he expressing his displeasure with a rotation. I've seen him do the pouting thing, but you're not good enough to be. I mean, I don't know, bro. I've been disappointed with him, honestly. He had that good, you know, some good games, a lot of good games when we won the championship. But overall, I've been disappointed with him. So
he's really not lived up to what they thought it was going to be coming out of college. I mean, he was injured seemingly every year playing with New Orleans. And then Lakers gave up everything for him.
Everything in the kitchen sink. And then we won. Then he didn't play hardly any last year. And then let's blame it on the short season. You ain't even 30. Let's not blame it on the short season. Let's blame it on you need a new training, a new diet or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was out of order. And according to Kwame Brown, I saw him talking about it. he was hitting him in the chest or something when he was talking to him. Either way, this is a, and I take more than Kwame Brown, not that I mean, but James Worthy, a Laker, he an old head. He was just like, yeah, you got to show a veteran more respect than that, like the way Davis was talking to him. Because Dwight Howard is a veteran. Who, by the way, was snubbed on this 75-year team in the worst kind of way. A 75-person team or whatever it is.
Yeah, let's roll right into that because I think Dwight has gotten he was very dominant, and he should be on the 75 anniversary team just for what he did in Orlando alone. I mean, he's been 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. He took a Orlando team all the way to the finals.
Exactly. He was a piece. He wasn't just a bench player for us to win that championship. He was integral for us beating what's his name with Joker.
Yep. I think that he gets a bad rap, one, because of his personality and how he's acted throughout the years, and two, the post player has really changed in his time. Like, since when he started out, there was still a lot of good low block post players, and it was big time to have somebody down there, because you still had, even though Shaq was on his way out, he was still in the league. You know, you still had those type of players. But as the years have gone by, post players has become, you know, 3-point shooters, and
that's fine. But these 75 people, they didn't just go on that, because bunch of these centers wouldn't have made it. So how did Damon Lillard get on this before him? Just tell me that. What has Damon Lillard done?
He is the one. Yeah, he's the one that everybody is pointing to as far as who made the list.
What has he done better than Manu Ginobili?
And Tony Parker, for that matter. You know.
Right, that was my next one. You saw my list when before it came out. I was starting emailing you names. And I was like, wait a minute. Nobley, Parker.
Vince none Carter. Of them made it. Vince Carter is another one. Klay Thompson could have been on this list.
Okay.
I didn't realize Alex English didn't make the list until I was kind of researching this morning.
Well, we wouldn't have to have a list like me and Larry, shout out Larry. How? We're talking about if they just have an NBA Hall of Fame.
Yeah. We've been saying that for years.
And then you don't even have to worry about just start with that 50 and then just start adding people. These people got, some of these people still alive from that 50, that first 50 or whatever they had. And then, and the people that's dead, they got ancestors. They call them in. Y'all have a little ceremony and just have a Hall of Fame, because I just, the NFL and the Major League Baseball have something that separates them from just a regular national. Because saying you're in the Hall of Fame, every time I hear that for basketball, I'd be like, that don't mean anything. It's people that never played. They were commentators, they were coaches, all kinds of people in that NBA. The National Hall of Fame for basketball.
I'm trying to figure out how Pau Gasol didn't make the list. He 2-time NBA champion.
Well, he probably trying to figure it out too. he trying to figure it out again. Damon Lillard, how are you on this list? How are you on this list? And Pau Gasol not on this list.
This goes back to, you know, how he acts, but you don't put Damian Lillard on this list over Kyrie Irving, who's actually won a championship. You know,
I can't. Did Bob make it? Big Shot Bob?
Robert Orton? No.
How you on that before him?
Seven.
Because he got 6 or 7 championships.
I listen to his podcast every week, and they mention it every week. 7 championships.
I know with the Lakers, he was hitting shots that helped us make it to different stages.
I know this.
And I think with San Antonio, I know in Houston he was too, because that was his, he had fresh out of Alabama.
Yeah, he needs to be in the Hall of Fame. I agree with Rudy Tomjanovich, who was famous for saying
he ain't in the Hall of Fame. Mm-mm.
In this recent,
I thought he was in
there. When Rudy got put in, I think it was a year or two ago, he mentioned Robert Horry by name as someone who needs to be in this Hall of Fame. It's the truth. 7 championships, don't lie.
Come on,
and he was a big part of every one of them.
He hit some shot or played some role. He wasn't just sitting on the bench.
Right.
I cannot. And I don't know why they got Grant Hill name on here. Grant ain't done nothing. Make a bad decision to be out there in the first round of the playoffs playing on the ankle like this was the finals. And I just, that whole time when he couldn't stand up and shoot a free throw, I was like, you shouldn't even be out there. And it all went downhill from there.
Yeah, it never got back on track because, man, him and Tracy McGrady together in Orlando would have been special if he was healthy.
I mean, you ain't even got – I mean, I can just name other – Penny Hardaway. He took – him and Shaq took a team to the finals. Like, you – he ain't even taking a team to their conference finals. That's what I'm confused about. Like, how is he on this team and you haven't even taken your team to a conference final? Who made this list? Do we know?
I'm looking at it. I mean, everybody on here. Let's see. Who did I tell you? What's the name I sent you today? Who is Charmin? Who is Bill Charmin?
I don't know. Some dude that played for Boston Celtics. I guess he got some part of them 11 they won, or 10, or however many it was.
Yes, let's see. I do like that, even though obviously they had no choice because they should have made the top 50, but at least Dominic Wilkins made the top 75 list since he was snubbed off the top 50 list.
Right.
That was a wrong. That was corrected. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be
my biggest problem is if Damon Lillard can play, he just ain't one of the top 75 greatest since this game was started.
No, I mean, he hasn't even, like you said, competed for a conference championship yet.
So, and we don't know who Sherman is.
Yeah, I know I've heard the name before, but I couldn't tell you who he played for.
I Googled it. He played for Boston. With Kuzi them, I think.
You would have had me on there looking like Charles Barkley on TNT when they play that game called Who He Play For. And they literally making fun of Charles because Charles don't know who anybody played for. So, yeah.
Some people said Anthony Davis shouldn't be on there. I'm not mad if he not because these other players, Manu, Tony Parker, they all got 3 or 4 championships.
Yeah, he's still young enough where he could.
Whenever they do this again in 25 years, I guess that'll be the next time they decide he can make that one. But now he on this. I promise, Brian. Am I being too harsh? Like, I just don't feel like he's this.
He hasn't been. I mean, he's
this unstoppable thing that they was like, oh, we need him. He's the best thing since pockets.
He's shown, you know, flashes here and there of what could be, but he's never been consistent.
So,
I mean, he's obviously talented, but he just can't stay on the floor long enough, you know.
I think when I think of young LeBron, young Michael, young Kobe, young Shaq, we need a point. We're getting you the ball. Mm-hmm. We get him the ball. He may or may not score, or he might pass. Like, he don't have like some. And I don't like all the jump shots he takes, and that's the coach's fault. If he taking them, they shouldn't be like should be elbows or something. But he out wanting to shoot threes, and he want to face up. Cause his post, that little turnaround that he got, is a nice little shot. But that ain't really – he don't even have a go-to shot. What would you say is go-to move?
I wouldn't know. Maybe a little fadeaway. A little fadeaway. That's about the one thing I've actually seen him do somewhat consistently.
So, another person that could be on there that could, I know we're riding a little hard, but the bearded one, he on took a team to a conference.
Yeah.
Final.
Yeah. James Harden.
Okay. Speaking of James Harden, somebody was I saw tweeted or something. He the new foul rule must be messing with him where they don't call them absurd.
Yeah.
Fouls.
Yeah. Yeah. He's struggling. He's struggling a little bit.
So, he better find some more ways to travel to shoot a three, because I still don't think you should be able to take a dribble, step back and to the side. I feel like, wait, huh? Why ain't that against the rules? I guess it's two steps after you pick up the ball. And that's not what they call it. They don't call it picking up the ball. It's a term for it anyway in the referee world. You know, yeah. 75 team, forget all that. Y'all get an NBA Hall of Fame team and we can just NBA Hall of Fame, I mean, and then we don't have to deal with this fool.
I mean, we've already given them the blueprint for the Hall of Fame in previous episodes, so.
Right, yeah. Just listen to our episode and we got plenty of people put in them.
Okay, so do you have any sayings?
Who is Dolph? That's what I want to say. Who is Dolph?
Dolph Shays.
Yeah, I often say I don't even know what that is. Do we know who that is?
I know, yes, I know the name. I'm gonna give you two guesses to who he played for.
Boston. It wasn't Boston.
It was not Boston.
Dolph sound like if he didn't play. Yeah, no, he ain't played for the Lakers.
Well, it was to stay on the East Coast, I give you that.
He Philly. No. Not Philly. New York.
There you go. New York Knicks.
Lord Jesus. He played in the fake Mecca.
You got yourself in trouble last time you did that. You better
put now, I don't care about them talking about no Mecca and they ain't done nothing. And I know Mecca don't mean that you won. Still, when I hear it, that's what I think. Like basketball excellence. And I just don't get that from y'all. Y'all out here winning a little game and losing y'all mind. Spike Lee out here.
I apologize. You were correct on your second pick. He was drafted by the Knicks. He actually, as a player, played with the Syracuse Nationals that became the Philadelphia 76ers.
Interesting.
And, he actually coached the 76ers as well for 3 years. See how... And okay, he's been on every anniversary team. He's been on the 25th, the 50th, and the 75th.
Okay, Dolph.
Number 4 is retired by the Philadelphia 76ers. Never been that.
Yeah, I ain't never. I don't even know what. If he put him in a lineup, I wouldn't know.
Listen, he looks like this little black and white photo they have on Wikipedia. He looks like
just a regular
style back in the 1950s.
Old white guy playing basketball then.
Like every one of them.
He probably had that set push shot with feet straddled. Yeah.
Where did he play in college? Because he's from the Bronx. Oh, he played at NYU. Okay.
Because I had to look up Mecca again, a place that attracts people to it. But there's plenty of Meccas around.
Especially now.
But they said basketball Mecca. I don't know. How did they get that name? Have we discussed that before?
Yes, and you actually came back on the next week and said that you apologized for what you said the week before when you was dogging them.
But I still don't feel... I guess people went to play... This is what I'll say. Because I always think of Mecca meaning something else. But I always... Once I look at a place that attracts people to it.
Right.
I don't know that that's New York. It's totally the Rucker is a Mecca. Like, people wanted to go to Rucker courts and play at the Rucker. But But I don't know how to go, like, the what's the name of the stadium?
The Garden.
For the Knicks. The Garden became the Mecca. Well, I just want to play in the Garden. You must, because they sure can't get no stars there.
Well, I think that has more to do with ownership than anything else. I think if James Dolan.
But then, James been on that team for a long time. Well, and so let's stop calling it that. And just call the Rucker Outdoor Basketball Court the Mecca. And I'll feel better about it because people do want to go there and play, and people probably still do want to go just because of all the people that have played there on that court. But New York itself.
And, listen, people from New York.
And people that want to go there, they must ain't seen the prices. But this, as soon as you do, you have second thoughts.
People from New York listening to this right now, all I have to say is, the proof is in the pudding. Look.
But when the last time they had a good basketball player want to go there? LeBron turned them down. KD even wound up in
He went to New York, just not
to the Brooklyn Nets that came from New Jersey.
The proof is in the pudding, and don't drink the water. I'm laying them up there for you.
Don't drink it.
So yo,
what is in the pudding?
The proof.
Because that's on my list. The proof is in the pudding is on my list. And what's in this pudding?
That's funny. I don't know.
Was this like when Cosby was making these and it was just like the proof is... I'm confused. So I can take this one off. The proof is in the pudding is on my list.
That's hilarious.
That was a piece of cake. Huh?
Did it taste good? I mean, was it?
Using when we use it, we saying it like that. It was easy.
Right.
Oh, that was a piece of cake. Like, but have you ever made a cake? Now, I guess eating a piece of cake is easy.
I mean, really, realistically, sometimes cutting a piece of cake ain't that easy. So.
So what? Google it. Who came up with that was piece of cake?
Piece of cake. Let's see. Something easily accomplished, as in I had no trouble finding your house.
Right, we know that, but who?
It originated in the Royal Air Force in the late 1930s for an easy mission. And the precise reference is a mysterious. Oh, it's as mysterious as the simile easy as pie.
Oh well, there you go, easy pie. That's still both awful. No good deed goes unpunished.
No, it does not.
Well, why are we punishing good though?
Because I guess it's saying there's a flaw in every, you know. I don't know.
Some kind of
I'm trying to make it
ulterior motive to your good deed.
Yeah.
This don't make sense, Brian. There's no bad deed going unpunished sound better. This is just stupid. I don't know what we doing here. I don't know. And how the cat got your tongue.
Listen.
What is happening right now? What is really going on?
Why is the cat close enough to your mouth?
And your mouth wide open. What is... The cat got your tongue, Brian. You don't heard it. You don't heard
it. I don't heard it.
They asked you a question.
Yeah.
I can't. What they got for cat got your tongue? Because I just that one is a lot disturbing to me.
Origin, English Navy used to use a whip called cat-o'-nine-tails.
The cat-o'-nine-tail.
For flogging. Mm-hmm. The pain was so severe that it caused the victim to stay quiet for a long time.
In pain? What the world? Oh. Is that what that came from?
Yeah. Another possible source could be from ancient Egypt, where liars and blasphemers' tongues were cut out and fed to the cats.
This is a lot.
Oh, whoa.
I'm uncomfortable with that one. I'm gonna go with the cat of nine tails.
Yes.
this is uncomfortable. Okay, let's move on to the bird in the hand beat two in the bush. I don't really know what these birds are doing in two of them in the bush, but that's a cute little saying.
Yes, its origin is in the medieval falconry, where a bird in the hand was more valuable than two the prey in the bush. The earliest known usage in English is in the 15th century in the life of Saint Catherine by John Capgrave.
So, I'm going to just do one more.
Okay.
Stop flying by the seat of your pants.
Really, I don't know why. Brian,
I have nothing. I don't know what to, I don't know what we're doing.
Don't know.
I don't know what that could mean and why. And I don't take time to look.
Well, this makes somewhat.
This will make some sense. Okay, let's have
it rely on instinct rather than logic. So,
yeah, but what that's got to do with flying by the seat of your pants?
I guess it's
this wording could be better.
It could. It's definitely a verbiage problem with that one. Well, that was fun.
Okay. Flying by the seat of your pants. It got cats. I'm uncomfortable with the cats.
Yeah, anything else before we
uncomfortable
before we feed the cat your tongue?
We're going with the cat of nine tails.
Yeah.
No, I haven't really watched the news. I know that them people, I think them people that was kidnapped, they still kidnapped. You know that boy that kid killed that girl. They think they found his. Well, not they think that. I think they verified with tooth dentist X-rays or whatever.
Yeah, dental records.
Can't think of the word. Yeah, dental records. That he. That was him. North Virginia got. It's so many gubernatorial races that are important. And is Georgia in nails?
I think Georgia's is 2022, so.
Oh, it's coming. So,
yeah,
okay.
They got another year.
I knew it was some big races because Obama was in Virginia.
Virginia, yes.
Stomping or whatever they call it. And who else? Any other races? Y'all got any down now?
No, nothing going on in the South.
Well, y'all gonna people be acting like Virginia ain't in the South, and I laugh every time.
It's not, yeah.
It is. It's the South. It's the South. They don't think it is, but I tell y'all in the South. I don't have anything else just besides Florida and if Anthony Richardson. I'm just going back to that because. Mm-hmm. He as in Dan Mullen, will not say who he's going to have for the starter. And I just got a feeling that it's going to be Jones. And
I love when coaches do. Because all week long last week, Kiffin was telling the media that, you know, there's a chance that Corral might not play Saturday.
DMS.
Banged up from Tennessee. And then literally every day last week, another video clip was published of Corral throwing like a 30, 40-yard pass in practice. But every week, in every press conference, he was, yeah, there's a good chance. You know, he's 50-50 right now. He's pretty banged up from Tennessee, which he did get beat up at Tennessee. But
well, now he's going to learn to slide, which he did.
Yeah.
So that is the one thing that if we lose or whatever, I don't lose with this young guy and let him get some experience. Cause Jones just ain't it. You might be a nice kid and all, Jones, but you ain't got it. You bring him in if you want to do the whole switcheroo, but start with the big fella. And what do we know about basketball? Ain't it about time for basketball season? I feel like they should have started already.
They're getting ready to get kicked off. They're practicing.
Oh, Miss Girl's gonna be good.
they're getting a lot of publicity right now. They just had their, it's the equivalent to like Midnight Madness, like Meet the Team type deal. They did it on the Square Jam. They had that this past weekend.
Oh, that's right. They do that. They moved that down now. So they're keeping that as a thing.
I like that. I wish we'd have done that when we were there.
I thought they did it when
they started that the year that we left. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Because I was there, though. I feel like when it happened. Well, maybe I just was there still.
Ooh, yeah, you were still there. That's when the new folks took over.
That crew of crazy. Okay. And every crazy thing that could happen did. Okay, I remember that. Yes, I remember. Oh, yes, I remember it well. Mm-hmm. Glad that you brought that up. I don't know what Florida gonna look like. I hadn't really asked any questions.
I'm gonna have to look into it.
So
this week, and maybe we'll
because this September, they gotta start by the end, don't? I said September, November.
So wait a minute,
we going back.
Yeah, they
I felt like we started in September, late September when we was around. Ole Miss basketball.
First games are coming up, first week of November.
I feel like we had played several games before Thanksgiving rolled around.
Oh yeah, it's coming. So next week we'll get hot and heavy into college basketball. I'm looking forward to talking about that. And
hey,
yeah,
y'all, you and Debbie, when y'all starting? Then?
Shout out to Debbie, waiting on you, my friend, waiting on you to give me. You know, hey, I'm sitting on G, waiting on O. I guess that's the saying that you could throw in there.
Oh Lord,
I'm ready. Nah, she said we're gonna get started probably second week of November. So. Just waiting on that call, you know. Just
put
me in, coach. Put me in. I'm ready to play.
That's hilarious. What the Special Olympics people? Did you talk to them about Paralympics? Or did we cover that and I forgot?
We have not. I gotta get next time.
I see what I'm dealing with, people. Brian been supposed to be investigating Paralympics for me. God knows how long ago.
Yes, I will get out by next week. By next week, I'll have an answer for you. Because I got a couple of meetings this week. I'll ask somebody.
Ask somebody. Paralympics, don't forget it. All right. Hotty Toddy, go Gators. We got big games this weekend. Because even though we awful, we can disrupt other people's lives by winning this Georgia game.
Them bam. Ole Miss.
Yes, ma'am.
And this has been... I am one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
Team Keep Hope Alive, Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.